Greetings, and welcome to Average Joe's Fantasy. I am your host, Steve Nordyke, and we have a special guest this afternoon. Josh the Puma is back in the house. We are doing a $10 Yahoo Custom League tonight. It's going to be standard scoring 10 teams, and Josh and I are both in the league. I'm picking 10th, Josh is picking 2nd, so we'll have some good insight on both ends of the draft here. Before we get started, the draft starts in 4 minutes. Before we get started here, I want to mention my email address, avgjoesfantasy@yahoo.com. avgjoesfantasy@yahoo.com. Send me any questions, concerns, thoughts, opinions. If you need help on trades, need help on draft analysis, let me know and I will probably let you down. Josh, what are you thinking with the number 2 pick here?
Well, thanks, Steve, for having me on the show again. I'm looking at either Bell or Gurley, whoever slips to me, and I'd really like Gurley unless he does go number 1 overall, so I guess we'll wait and see.
You would never think about Elliott or David Johnson here or receiver this high?
Receiver, no. I was thinking Elliott for a little bit, but I don't know. I've had Bell for the last couple years and had a couple teams go in the playoffs, and I just think he can produce lots of playoff points for you, so that's all I got.
Great. So, you know, I agree. I think it's going to be Gurley and Bell 1-2. I can make the argument for Elliott being that workhorse back behind that offensive line. Now, I've mentioned it before. I really I like that offensive line. I think Elliott could have a monster year with his usage. Doesn't catch the ball as much as Gurley, or definitely not as much as Bell or even David Johnson. But that offensive line is probably better than all of them. The play of Dak concerns me. I mentioned it in the last draft I did. But, you know, you can't really go wrong with any of them. I would, if I was number 2, I'd look for Bell. Hopefully he goes there. It should be Gurley number 1, Bell number 2. As far as my number 10 pick goes, I'm looking at Barkley. I'm looking at Hunt. I don't know if I would go with Beckham or Jones or not. I know earlier in the season I was talking about these receivers and how wide receiver isn't that deep. But these guys just have holes. You know, Beckham with his injury and his possible holdout. Julio Jones with his holdout and his also, you know, ankle injuries last year and stuff. I like Barkley. I like Hunt. I like, I wouldn't say Melvin Gordon here. I probably would think about Fournette, but I'm hoping I can do a double dip with the Hunt and Barkley combo. Now, on your way back, Josh, what are you thinking about on your second and third round picks?
Well, just to kind of give the listeners an idea of what the league is set up like, it's one quarterback, two wide receivers, two running backs, a tight end, a flex position, kicker, and defense. I'm thinking I like either a high-end number one receiver or whoever's left in that second tier running backs. So right now I don't really have anybody in mind. I'm just going to see who kind of falls into place for me.
Well, down there you're looking at McCoy, Freeman, McCaffrey. You'd be lucky to get Dalvin Cook, but he won't be there. And, yeah, the draft has started. Todd Gurley went number 1. Puma?
Well, I've got about 45 seconds right here to change my mind, but I think for sure I'm going to go Bell. So Bell is on my team.
Can't go wrong with Bell. Now, Bell is a stud. He can catch the ball. He can run the ball. The Steelers' offense, if it's healthy, should be among the best in the league. But there is question marks in my mind about that Steelers' offense. Roethlisberger is waffling about his commitment to playing. He always seems to get hurt. Antonio Brown had his injury last year, and they're just not as deep or as skilled up front as they have been in years past. And if Bell comes out after sitting out, you know, all preseason, and shows up the day before the season starts, you could have a slow start. So I think you should definitely consider thinking about a running back with that second pick, just in case Bell starts off slowly. You don't want to start off 0-4 and have to think about trading Bell and let somebody else reap the rewards of Bell, you know, finally getting in shape for the rest of the season.
I totally agree with you. And again, I think I'll just wait and see, you know, who falls at that pick when it comes to my second pick.
Elliot just went third. It's pretty standard. Oh, we have our first surprise of the draft. Saquon Barkley went fourth, which is a little bit early. David Johnson fifth, Kareem Hunt sixth.
So I guess you'll be looking at somebody else for 10th then.
I won't be thinking about Barkley at 10th. No, when guys take, you know, like this team number four here, this guy who picked fourth, Matthews super three. When guys make a pick like this a round early or eight picks early, oftentimes it's someone overthinking the game. You know, even if they think Barkley could be the best running back in the league, I wouldn't take him that high. You could take David Johnson and trade down potentially. You know, I wouldn't make that commitment to taking Barkley that high, especially around early. You know, you take David Johnson, and then you parlay David Johnson into Barkley and a better player later. I mean, because David Johnson's certainly worth more than Barkley is. I just think this could end up with this guy, Matthew Super 3, could really end up overthinking his team out of contention if Barkley struggles or if the Giants' offense struggles, which it very well might.
Well, now you're up at
son of a gun.
10, and you've got a decision to make here with Beckham and Jones both being on the board.
Yeah, Antonio Brown went 7th. Kareem Hunt 6th, Antonio Brown 7th, Kamara 8th, DeAndre Hopkins 9. Wow. This is a tough one. I mean, I would hate to take Beckham and Jones and have both my starting receivers, my top two picks, hold out. I got 30 seconds left, so pretty quick here the guys are going to be upset. In the chat, one of the guys said, shaking my head after Saquon got picked. Another guy said, why? Like, the guy who took him said, why? Huh, why is that funny? Because he took him around early. I think I'm going to go Fournette. I don't know. I hate this so much. I really, really hate this. Beckham and Fournette. Take Fournette first. Now we got another minute to make our second pick. What do you think I should do here?
I think you've got to go to one of those top receivers. Either you make the decision at Beckham or Jones. You've kind of established taking Fournette. Obviously, in your position, you had to take Fournette a little early because he wouldn't have been there on the way back. I guess it just comes down to who you like better, Beckham or Julio.
I hate this spot. I really wish somebody would have fallen to me. I think I'm going to go with Odell and watch my team go down in flames. Boy, that's tough. You can take Melvin Gordon and just forget about the top receivers, but man. 17 seconds left. This is a tough call here, Puma. I think I'm going to go with you, though. I think I'm going to go with Odell and see what happens. Odell, welcome to the team. So far, I hate my team.
I don't think you had another option. I think you took the best running back available with Fournette, and the next best receiver is what you had to do. And obviously, things had changed because, you know, Barkley and Hunt had went so early in the draft, but sometimes when you're in that situation, you just do what's best, the best player available at those positions.
That's pretty much what I did. I mean, I could have gone Dalvin Cook, but I think Dalvin Cook's too early, quite a bit too early, and I'm not sold on him being the sole breadwinner in the backfield there. Michael Thomas is not, and there goes Dalvin Cook. Right after my pick, there goes Dalvin Cook. But Julio Jones, I'm really concerned about him. And he could be a steal. For whoever takes him in the second round, could really get a steal. They could get the best receiver in the league if Jones comes back and everything's all peas and carrots with the Falcons again. But I'm not going to risk having both my starting receivers and both my top two picks sit out the entire preseason and have a crappy year. But as far as that goes, there goes Julio Jones. So what are you looking at here, Puma?
Well, I'm looking at a lot of the top-tier running backs go off the board. There goes Gordon. I'm thinking I've got to establish. There goes McCoy. I've got to establish another running back here. As my second running back, like you said, you know, if Bell kind of flames out for the first couple of games, I need to rely on somebody else. And this draft for these running backs is going kind of crazy.
You wouldn't think about a receiver like Devontae Adams or A.J. Green if they're there? Michael Thomas will probably be gone, but Adams or Green should make it there. There goes Devonta Freeman.
You know what? I'm not a big AJ Green fan. It's not that he doesn't produce points. I just am not a believer in the Bengals offense.
Me too. I think the Bengals offense could be among the worst in the league this year. Their offensive line isn't great. Their quarterback is horrific. AJ Green hasn't even come close to his ceiling yet. Just unfulfilled potential so far. I mean, he could be Julio Jones or better. And the running back situation in Cincinnati is not great. Mixon wasn't great last year, and I mean, everybody's projecting him to be better this year. I can't imagine why he'd be better. Is he faster? Is he taller? Is he bigger? He's the same guy, and the Bengals are worse.
So I'm up next after this next pick, and you know what I'm really thinking?
Wow, Kenyon Drake. It's pretty early.
I'm thinking I got to go running back because if I don't, the guy that picks first is going to take two. If he doesn't take two running backs, he possibly takes one. And I'm looking at Jared McKinnon.
McKinnon's a good pick. I think the guy who picked first is going to go the back-to-back on the turn is going to get a receiver. He already got a running back his first pick. He could get two receivers and just solidify that spot.
Yeah, and I think if I go McKinnon and come back, there's still tons of running backs there for me to choose from. So I think that's my best bet is go McKinnon. And you know what? I think he's got a lot of upside over in San Fran. So McKinnon, welcome to Foghorn Leghorn, my team name.
Good pick with McKinnon. I think he could be a steal or an absolute bust. But I think more along the steal end of the spectrum. I hope he's on the steal end of the spectrum. I got him on a team or two. And there goes McCaffrey. That's great. So the guy who went on the turn took Michael Thomas and Christian McCaffrey. Solid picks. I like that guy's team so far. And then on your way back here, it's you up now?
Yeah, I'm up again. I'm looking at receivers. I think I'm going to wait on...
Would you ever consider Gronkowski here?
You know what? I'm not... I think he produces a lot of points, but every year he just misses games. So I just wait and see what I get on the way back. I'm actually thinking about either Thielen or Davante Adams.
What's your take? I think you got to go Adams. Adams has potential to be a top three or four receiver in the league.
And you know what? He does have a pretty sweet quarterback anyway. So I got 10 seconds, and Davante Adams is on my team.
Pretty good. Can't argue with those picks. McKinnon was solid. Davante Adams, solid. Team looks good so far. Better than mine. There goes Tom Brady. Now, I've mentioned before about quarterbacks. I'm never taking one in the third round, ever. I don't care who it is. I'd consider Tom Brady in like the fifth or sixth, maybe. But the drop-off from the quarterback is so deep. You're looking at like the 15th best quarterback is probably only a hair behind Brady as far as points goes. And you can get him like six rounds later, five rounds later.
And also the fact that we only have 10 teams in the league.
Yeah.
So there's still going to be quite the quarterbacks out there later, like you said, that are going to produce the points anyway. So,
well, now it's my turn. And let me read off here the round two. McCaffrey, Davante Adams to the Puma, Tom Brady, Mike Evans, Deshaun Watson, Jordan Howard, Rashad Penny, which is early for both of those guys. I mean, Jordan Howard, that's a terrible pick. Rashad Penny he could be good, but I wouldn't take him in that round. Keenan Allen was a great pick, and then Gronkowski went next. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know. I mean, what do you think I should do here? I'm thinking Kelsey and Thielen.
I was going to say, if one of those receivers from Minnesota makes it back to me, I'm taking one. And if you didn't take one here, I think you'd be making a mistake. The only other thing is you look kind of down the draft here, and the next best running back is Mixon. I mean, how much value you put on Mixon?
Not a lot. I'm not taking him now. I just took Thielen, by the way. I got a minute left. I'm thinking, I don't know what I'm thinking. I'm thinking possibly Diggs, possibly Baldwin, possibly Kelsey, probably Kelsey. I think Kelsey's going to have a big year. I think he's going to be the safety outlet for Mahomes. I've mentioned it in pretty much every episode that these young quarterbacks really get his top tight end, take the pressure off, and Kelsey can absolutely do that. And the running backs are maybe the next, you know, next time around I can go for a running back. But I think I'm going to have to go with Kelsey here, get this top tight end. He should outperform last year, in my opinion. Or if I take Baldwin, I don't know. What a dilemma.
I think Kelce or Ertz here is, you're pretty much getting a steal. It's the start of the...
There goes Kelce. I took Kelce.
All right. Never mind.
Thanks for your input. Let me read off my team here real quick. Odell and Thielen at wide receiver. Fournette at running back and Kelce at tight end. I mean, I hate it less now than I did 2 rounds ago. Now, let's see. Josh, what are you thinking about coming back here? Trying to take one of these receivers? Stephon Diggs just went, so you're not taking him.
Yeah, not having any part of Diggs. Ertz would be nice. And, you know what?
Rodgers? I mean, Rodgers, that's crazy that Rodgers is still there. He's usually the first quarterback off the board. And two have gone, and he's still there. I mean, I might think about him if he's there when I come back in 16 picks. He won't be, but there he goes right now. Because as soon as I bring up a guy, he gets taken. That's the way it works. Who do you want next? I'll mention him, and he'll be gone.
Go with Ertz, and let's see if that happens.
All right. Ertz is a solid pick. He's definitely the next best tight end. Somebody just took Joe Mixon, and Matthew Super 3 just said, wow, that's super early. There goes Ertz.
Hey, thanks.
Never fails. Who do you want next? Russell Wilson? I can do that too.
So here are my options. I probably will go receiver. I either got...
Wow, Alshon Jeffrey just went. That's a complete waste. Alshon Jeffrey's horrible. Go ahead.
Hill, Gordon, Fitzgerald, Demaryius Thomas, Cooper, or Tate. You know, I'm not a big Lions fan, but I know Tate can produce points, and
so
Stafford likes to throw the ball. So, I don't know. I got 25 seconds.
I'll take Tyreek Hill. He has the most upside. Tate's not going to get better than he was. It's a wasteland right now. There's not a lot left.
Yeah, that's... I don't know.
Seconds left there.
Hill is... My question is can Mahomes get the job done?
I don't know.
I'm going to lean on you, Steve, and Hill is part of the team.
I think at that late... I mean, I've seen Hill go earlier than that. And considering some of the guys that have already been taken, like Joel Mixon, that's a steal for Hill. Hill's a solid second-tier receiver. It's just the question is Mahomes going to have the free reign to just unleash his cannon and throw it all over the field?
There goes my steal, what we've been talking about for the last couple weeks, Collins from Baltimore. So,
and there goes Wentz, which is a terrible pick this early. All these quarterbacks are terrible picks so early. I don't understand. I just don't get it.
There's just not much for running backs, and I don't know. Running backs Darius Geis, so.
Darius Geis could lose carries to Chris Thompson because Chris Thompson was electric last year when he was healthy. I think Chris Thompson could have an equal share of carries, if not more, if Geis doesn't produce right away. Thompson is just a dynamic playmaker when he's on. And you could get him at one of the last rounds or waivers. So I'm looking at Chris Thompson definitely near the end of the draft.
Well, I'm kind of torn in between Amari Cooper and Golden Tate.
Oh, my God. That's a terrible place to be. They're both terrible.
I know. But I don't want to be reaching for somebody else. So, again, I'm down to the last 10 seconds. You know what? I'm going to go Tate only because, I don't know. They produce points.
Well, there was Kyle Rudolph. Wow. I got Kyle Rudolph in like the 9th round of my last draft that I did. Just went after Golden Tate, and there's still Evan Engram and Jimmy Graham on the board. That's a horrible pick. I don't have any problem with Kyle Rudolph, but being that early, at the beginning of round 5, it just seems absurd to me. There's just so many more tight ends. And there goes T.Y., and there goes Cam Newton, and there goes Allen Robinson. Allen Robinson might have been a nice little pick. I'm up in 3 picks, by the way. I need a running back. I'm taking Ronald Jones the second because I think he could be a dynamic playmaker.
I'm a little surprised at this draft already.
It's a little bit shocking, some of the picks that have been made. Derrick Henry just went. I mean, that's incredible. Amari Cooper, please don't take Ronald Jones a second.
Would you like me to mention him?
No, because you don't think it has the same effect as if I mention him, which I have several times. Man, I'm literally holding my breath. I don't think I've ever wanted anything so badly in my entire life than Ronald Jones a second, who could be a complete bust in Tampa Bay. Especially if their quarterback is gone for the year or, at least a couple games. but I think he has the biggest upside of the guys that's left. I mean, there's Geis is left, Mark Ingram's left, Ronald Jones, Deion Lewis, Lamar Miller. There goes Lamar Miller. Ronald Jones is going to be one, but I don't know who my second one's going to be, so I'm going to take my time here. Because there's, I mean, it's a ghost town. I'm thinking Jones and Geis back-to-back, but I hate Geis pick that early. There's just nothing. Marlon Mack, maybe Royce Freeman. Who we got at receiver? Fitzgerald, Demaryius Thomas. Fitzgerald just keeps producing. I don't know. What do you think here, Josh?
I know for sure you got to go running back. And then, you know what? You still got Russell Wilson on the board, which is kind of surprising. I know you don't like taking a quarterback.
I'm not taking him. I'm not going to take Wilson. I like Wilson, but I'm not taking him. I mean, I guess I could. But I know Cousins is going to be there in 20 picks, so I can get Cousins. Let me get my Ronald Jones here. Take him. Now, I don't know. I mean, Geis, Ingram gone for the first four games. Who knows if he'll be able to, work his way back into the fold. Deion Lewis, a part-timer. Sony Michel, probably be a part-timer. Who knows? You know, he'd be a full-timer, he could be a part-timer, he could be a no-timer. Marshawn, who I hate. Tevin Coleman, who I think is going to be big, but this is way too early for Tevin Coleman. 30 picks too early. Marlon Mack, 40 picks too early. Royce Freeman, 40 picks too early. I could take a tight end. I could take a tight end and really dominate. Jimmy Graham's still there. Evan Engram's still there. Or Russell Wilson. Now you got me thinking about Russell Wilson. I don't hate that you did it to me.
Well, I mean, with all the running backs going, I don't think you could have a bad pick with whatever's left for running back. But
who did I just take? I took Russell Wilson. I did it. I blame my partner here. It's just hard to pass up. Really, I mean, Russell Wilson should be the number one quarterback. I mean, he does it all. He runs, scores touchdowns, throws touchdowns. He is the offense of Seattle. With a decent running back there, it'll get a little bit of pressure off him. He should be the number one quarterback. And so we'll see what happens. I don't like taking him. I'm sure in 20 picks, Cousins will still be there and I'll be pissed. But it's just the way it's going to be. I'll have to live with it.
But you got him in the sixth round.
Right.
I mean, you're still looking at, you were saying you wouldn't take a quarterback till this late anyways.
Yeah, the sixth round is the earliest I would look, and I got the best quarterback, really. I mean, I'd take Wilson over Brady. I think Wilson's going to have a better year than Brady. Wilson and Deshaun Watson are pretty similar, and Deshaun Watson went right after Brady. So I got 30 picks difference for really the same guy.
Did you notice on the chat, Go Speed Racer wants to know if we can pick up the pace.
I can't pick up the pace because I'm left with garbage every time I do these back-to-backs. So I apologize, Mr. Speed Racer, but you're not going to get any faster out of me. It would help if they would stop taking guys out of order and really screwing everything up. You thinking about a quarterback here?
You know what? I was thinking about a quarterback, but I also need a tight end, and I'd like to have another running back. I'm not going to tell you who I'm thinking because they'll probably be gone.
Jimmy Graham.
Right.
I know who you're thinking, Jimmy Graham. That's what I'd be thinking too.
Or Coleman.
Coleman. Tevin Coleman?
Yeah. I know it's a little early, but I don't want to miss out on another running back. I want to have somebody that's going to... Oh, jeez.
Jimmy Graham just got taken. And there goes Greg Olsen. You better get Evan Engram. He better make it. Because the tight ends are going. He's the last top tight end. And Devin Funchess just went. Devin Funchess just went in the fifth round. Is it the fifth round? Is it the fifth round? Sixth round? My God. And there goes Cousins. Funchess, that is absurd. That is really absurd.
Oh, man.
It does tell you a little bit about the lack of depth we have. I mean, Fitzgerald is still there. Fitzgerald's way better than Funchess. Demaryius Thomas is way better than Funchess, even though Thomas can't catch very well. Cooks is still there. He's got upside. I think Jarvis Landry could be the best receiver in Cleveland. And Josh Gordon is still there, too.
I've got to take a tight end. Yeah. I'm pretty sure I've got to take a tight end.
You got to take Engram.
Kyle
Rudolph is gone. Five rounds
Delaney or Delaney Walker, he's old. Who knows what Burton's going to do in Chicago. And Jordan Reed is always hurt. So welcome to the team, Engram.
He's the best, he's the last elite tight end left, really. I mean, there's Gronkowski and Kelsey, and then there's, in my opinion, Graham, Ertz, and Engram. Walker's down there, along with Rudolph. Who are you looking at next, a running back?
Well, I'm not a Geis? Big fan of this draft at all. So I'm glad I could donate my $20 to $10. $10.
So we thank you.
Yeah. You know what? Breeze is still there.
Breeze is terrible. That's why he's still there. I would not take Breeze. There's Delanie Walker. Nice job picking up a tight end.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're taking a quarterback, I don't know. I wouldn't take a quarterback right now. I wouldn't.
I think I'm pretty sure I got to go. I've got to go running back. I've got to solidify another running back in case Bell just doesn't produce.
Then you might want to think about Mac. The Geis, you never know with Chris Thompson. Mac should be the bell cow there. Royce Freeman should be able to be the starter in Denver.
Yeah, but I'm a big fan of Coleman only because...
Well, I think Coleman's great too.
Because Freeman had so many concussions last year. I mean... I think I'm going to pull the trigger on him. It's probably a little early, but...
It's 20 picks early.
That's who I like. Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's 20 seconds early, too. So, here we go.
Speed it up, speed racer. Nice. I like Coleman a lot. I think Coleman has the potential to be one of the top running backs in the league. That dude is just full of talent. And in that offense, he could really shine as long as they get rid of the other running back or the other running back gets hurt. Now, I'm up in 7 picks, and I'm going to take Darius Geis if he's still there. So I think that'd be a steal.
Fitzgerald's still there, and he was average pick of 36, and we're already at 66.
So. Average pick 47.
I don't know what you're looking at, but...
I'm looking at the average pick. You're looking at the X rank.
Well,
I was right, listeners.
So if you've got any questions on trades, send them to me.
In Yahoo, it's pretty similar. They have the rank of the player in that league scoring, and they also have the average pick of the player. So they are usually pretty close to each other. There goes Darius Geis, of course. And there goes Garoppolo. So, but right now, Fitzgerald is ranked 36th, and his average pick is 47th, and 67th is on now. So that'd be a nice pick for Fitzgerald, because considering I was thinking about him a couple rounds ago, if he's there, I'm taking him. If he's not there, I don't know what I'm going to do. Demaryius Thomas just went. That was a nice little pick for him, too. Thomas should be better with a decent quarterback back there. Deion Lewis, I'm next. Come on, Fitzgerald. Make it. And we're looking at, I'm thinking about Marlon Mack. I think Marlon Mack could be the best one of the bunch here. No tight ends left. And there's really not a lot of receivers left either. Cooks is still there. Cooks could have a really nice year. Goff does have an arm. Goff can air it out. But I think St. Louis is going to pound it more than they throw it. Or at least be balanced. I don't think Cooks is going to have 1,500 yards. He could have 1,000, 1,100, 6 touchdowns, all like 50-yard bombs. But I don't think he's going to be who knows? This late in the draft, that wouldn't be so bad anyway.
I'll tell you what. I just looked at who's left for running backs, and they're all running back by committee.
Except for Marlon Mack.
And I don't like the fact that that's the only—
Oh, Fitzgerald just went! Oh. Why does it always happen? That's disgusting. That's just great. Then take Brandon Cooks, maybe. I'm definitely going to take Marlon Mack. There goes Marlon Mack. I might just take Royce Freeman, too. Who do I have at receiver? Odell and Thielen. I think I can get another receiver 2 rounds from now. Jordy Nelson's my man late in the draft. I think I might take another running back. I might be looking at Royce Freeman here. Yeah, we're taking him. Double running back. Maybe a little trade capital there for some of these teams that are running back needy. If Mack and Freeman can emerge, that can give me some capital here to maybe upgrade a position if I need one. I mean, right now my positions are pretty solid. Russell Wilson and Beckham and Thielen. Leonard Fournette. Ronald Jones the second. I mean, that's the only weak spot is my second running back. And now I have 3 second running backs with Jones, Marlon Mack, and Freeman. So one of those guys has to perform, right? They have to.
You would think so. Way to go on a fast pick there, Speed Racer.
I did. I heard that one right up. You know, the league spoke and I listened. I'm a good league teammate. Looking at a quarterback here?
I don't know. I'm thinking right now if I don't take another running back just to be on the safe side, then I'm not going to have one by the time it gets back to me again.
Do you have one in the flex spot right now?
No, I've got one on the bench.
What?
Coleman is on the bench. I got Tate in the flex spot
because
I drafted him first. So we've got Burkhead, Jones, Thompson, Cohen, Anderson, and Lynch up. I think I could probably get one of those guys, not this round, but next round.
Tell you what, I really like Cohen. I think out of all the guys you mentioned, I mean, Jones has the most potential, I think, if he gets all the carries, but they've talked about having a committee back there. But Cohen already started to chip into the carries last year, and he is explosive. And he's a returner. And they can catch the ball. I mean, he's going to be in the third down. He could be in second down. I mean, Cohen, I think, has the biggest upside of any of these running backs left. Yeah, but any of them. Cohen would be a nice pick. There was Brandon Cooks.
What do you think about going Stafford and having a little bit of double dip on Stafford and Tate?
That's a terrible idea.
Okay. And I'm going with a new strategy with this draft. It's try to win the league. So if you're telling me no, then all right.
Well, look at the quarterbacks you have. You have Stafford, Goff, Mahomes, Rivers, Roethlisberger, Ryan. Those are all the same. Mariota, Alex Smith, Carr. All those quarterbacks are the same. There's no reason to take any of them right now. If you're in that group, you can just wait five rounds and take the one that's left. And I think Mahomes has the best upside of all of them. Stafford's not going to get better. We've seen the best of him. Goff, maybe. Maybe we saw the best of him last year, but he could still improve. Mahomes could really be the elite quarterback out of this bunch. And Rivers is just about finished. Roethlisberger is literally on his last leg. Matt Ryan was not great last year. Prescott is not good. Luck is hurt. Maybe. Mariota has a nice little upside to him. He has a decent team. So he could also be a nice solid pick. But you can get Mariota the last round. Same with Derek Carr. Those are all last round picks. And Derek Carr could have a great year too.
Did you notice how the kicker just went?
Which is...
Are you a fan of that?
I'm not a fan of that. Surprisingly, I think that's a terrible idea. I don't understand why you take a kicker. The league's not starting this weekend. There's no reason to fill out your roster right now, you know? Why would you take a starting defense or starting kicker right now? I mean, unless maybe a defense, maybe in a couple rounds, but I mean, there's so many kickers that are so similar. The top 15 kickers are all similar. I'm taking one. I'm with my last pick or not at all, and just see who's left on waivers. I want to get a home run guy on the bench, not a kicker.
You know what? I do looking at projected points and some of the stats. I do like Cohen here. And I think I'm going to slow down Speed Racer's style just a second. We've got 5 seconds left, just so I can think about what I'm going to do on the way back.
And there goes Cohen. I'm glad I brought him up to you. I was hoping he'd make it back to me. But really, that's a great pick. I like Cohen a lot. I definitely take him ahead of Crowell and Nick Chubb and Bilal Powell and even Aaron Jones there. Even though I'm a big fan of Aaron Jones, and I might get him in 9 picks. You know, I just mentioned a minute ago that I'm not taking defenses, I'm not taking kickers, because I want to have Aaron Jones win the job. If I take him, I want him to be the starting running back and dominate in the preseason. And now all of a sudden he looks like a top 3-round guy. And I could put him together with Ronald Jones, who, if he also gets all the carries, another top 2 or 3-round guy, package these guys together for somebody really, really great. A nice late first round or early second round running back to solidify my team. Because you only have a certain amount of positions here. We don't have 8 running back spots. We have 2 in a flex. So if you have 5 decent running backs, it's not going to help you. You know, you have 1 bye week. And 1 bye week, that's it.
I just clicked on running back. Why am I not able to draft
Aaron Jones?
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't either. Well, I can't draft because it's not my turn. But he's still on my list.
He's not. It's my turn, and it's not even an option.
What if you click his name? There you go. Sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, you got to have a little bit of ingenuity to sort this draft thing out.
You know what?
A little creativity, a little resourcefulness.
I think I'm going to go that route only because there's not a whole lot left. And something's telling me it doesn't say draft right next to his name, so I'm going to draft him.
Perfect. I just lost both my picks. So we'll see how that works out for me because I have nobody to take now. let me see my team here. We're looking at my whole starting lineup is finished. Maybe I'll take the Jaguars defense. Maybe I'll think about that. What do you think about that, taking the Jaguars defense?
I think it's a safe pick. I think their defense produces points and can score just as many points on their defense as probably what the Browns put up last year on their whole offense.
Let me go back to some rounds here. We have some catching up to do. There's players that I'm not seeing that.
There goes Jacksonville's defense. So if you wanted to get him.
I don't know why I do that every time. Let me talk about. Let's start back with. Let's go back with round five, or actually round six. Let me buzz through these picks real quick here to catch everybody up. Russell Wilson to me, Juju Smith-Schuster. I don't like him. Mark Ingram, not a great pick. Jimmy Graham, Greg Olsen, Devin Funchess, way too early. Kirk Cousins, Marvin Jones, Evan Engram, great pick. Delaney Walker, Josh Gordon, not a big fan of Josh Gordon here. Tevin Coleman, Jarvis Landry, Darius Geis, Will Fuller, Jimmy Garoppolo, Demaryius Thomas, Deion Lewis, Larry Fitzgerald, great pick. Marlon Mack and Royce Freeman to me. Drew Brees, Sony Michel, Marshawn Lynch, Robert Woods, Brandon Cooks, Duke Johnson. I like Duke Johnson. Wish he had more touches. Stephen Gostkowski, Tarik Cohen, Chris Hogan, Chris Thompson, Aaron Jones, Nelson Aguilar, Randall Cobb, Jacksonville, Philadelphia, Michael Crabtree, and Trey Burton, and I'm next. Now, I'm not taking the defense now. Probably not the entire draft. The only chance I had was taking Jacksonville there, and now he's gone. But I'm looking at, where's my receiver at? Where's Jordy Nelson at? Jordy Nelson's my go-to. I get him every team because I think he's going to have a great year. I just put him in my queue. I'm taking Jordy Nelson for sure, and now I don't know who else. I'm next. Jordy Nelson and maybe the running backs are just horrible.
I want to say I like the Nelson pick. I was looking at him earlier. I just didn't want to pick him that early. So I think he's going to do nothing but good things out there in Raider land.
I mean, looking at these receivers, there's just not a lot. There's just not a lot left. I mean, Julian Edelman is obviously no. Dez Bryant, Sammy Watkins, he has never produced, so I don't know why he would start now. Pierre Garçon doesn't drop the ball. He could have a really nice year if he's healthy. He could be a steal. Cooper Kupp, I don't know if he has enough, if he's going to get enough targets to justify taking him now. Corey Davis could be number one if he's healthy. Cole Beasley is no. Jay Crowder could have a really nice year. I said Jay Crowder. Jamison Crowder. Marquise Goodwin could be really nice. Devontae Parker, Emmanuel Sanders. But I think, out of all these guys, I think Jordy has the best upside. So take Jordy. Jordy's on the team. Now we got one more guy to pick. I just have no idea who we're looking at here. I have no idea what to do now. Completely lost. Carlos Hyde, maybe. But Carlos Hyde looking at a timeshare. Cleveland's not great. Josh, I need some help.
You didn't pick anybody from Carolina's backfield, did you? I thought you said you were a fan of Anderson this year.
I think Anderson could be all right. He's a better version of James Stewart. I don't want to take him because he's probably not going to be the primary ball carrier. If I take anybody, it'll be Carlos Hyde, and I don't like that pick either. Kerryon Johnson maybe in Detroit. And there's your lottery ticket right there. If he emerges as the number one lead back, could be great. We'll take him. Talk myself right into it. So, Kerryon Johnson, Jordy Nelson. Kerryon Johnson is way early for him right there. But, man, it's a wasteland of picks right now. There's just nobody left.
Which I don't understand because I've had better picks in a 12-man league than what we're picking right now. I don't know what happened.
Well, let me read your team here. Right now, the Puma has no quarterback. Devontae Adams and Tyreek Hill at receiver, which is good. I like those receivers. Le'Veon Bell and Jarek McKinnon. Good running backs. Evan Engram, nice pick there. Golden Tate, I hate Golden Tate. At his flex position, no kicker, no defense. Tevin Coleman, Tarik Cohen, and Aaron Jones on the bench. Those are all great, great bench players.
One of the guys in our league said that his team is sweet right now. I don't know if you want to read this off.
Matthew's super team, go ahead, read it off.
Cousins, AJ Green, Evans, Barkley, Geis, Ertz, Hilton, Johnson Jr. in Cleveland, Cobb, and Sanders. I don't know if I like. I'm a big fan of that's the super team.
Yeah, I don't agree with that either. I think that's pretty weak. I think him taking Barkley way too early. Like I said earlier, overthinking things like that will just lead you to last place. And taking a guy around early, even if you think he's the best player, even if you think that he's going to be the best running back in the league, you can trade for him. They offer trades in these leagues. That's the whole point of these leagues, is to trade for people. And I always remember back to a Yahoo baseball league that I did just this last season where number one overall, the guy took Giancarlo Stanton, and he crashed and burned because he thought he was too smart. You're up. What are you looking at?
So, Steve, I got 30 seconds. I've got to fill two of the three positions I have left for my starting roster. I'm not looking for a kicker. I'm looking for quarterback and defense. I see Minnesota's defense is there. I think that's a steal for a pick because – their offense is going to be on the field, I feel, a ton. And their defense is good anyway. So I've just talked myself right into being a Vikings fan for the defense.
You know, that's the last elite defense, really. You know, next defense you're looking at is Denver, Houston, Seattle, I guess. So it wasn't that bad. I just don't take defenses. Once Jacksonville was gone, which I'm never going to take, really, it's just I'll play matchups all season long.
Well, and look, I'm back up again. Wow. So, you know what? I think I've got to go a quarterback here, and I like Goff. Like I said, I've got everything else kind of in place, and I don't see anybody that stands out that why I should go out and get somebody else.
So. What about Nick Chubb or Nick Chubb or C.J. Anderson? I might consider one of them before I take one of them quarterbacks, or Jamal Williams.
Right now I've got 5 running backs on my team.
Yeah.
So
5 potential lotto tickets.
Wow. For me, that's enough. So I'm going to take Goff.
That's enough.
And see what happens. So right now I'm sitting with Goff, Adams, Hill, Bell, McKinnon, Engram, Tate, Minnesota's defense, Coleman, Cohen, and Jones from Green Bay.
I like it. I like that team.
So 3 bench spots left and a kicker. I probably won't take a kicker until the last couple rounds, just so I can fill that position. I'm looking for a backup quarterback now and possibly another receiver, whatever's available.
You know what? I was just in my head thinking I'm going to take Justin Tucker. He's my favorite kicker. I love him to death and never take him. And because there's nobody available, I'm like, oh, I'm going to take Justin Tucker. And he just went. Literally, just after I thought about it in my head. That's scary. I don't know what to think of now.
Well, looking on who's left here, I'm glad you talked me out of Stafford 4 rounds ago because he's still there.
And you'll have a chance to get Mariota or what's the kicker? Who's the quarterback for the Raiders? Derek Carr. He'll still be there too. Jordan Reed just went. And that's totally a wasted pick. Oh, man. What a joke. I don't know what to do now. There's nothing left. Sammy Watkins, really? I'm taking Jamison Crowder or Marquise Goodwin. There goes Jamison Crowder. I'm taking Jamison Crowder. Oh, I'm not taking Jamison Crowder. She just went. I'm taking Marquise Goodwin. Yeah, that's what we're going to do. I'm up next. And Marquise Goodwin is really just as good as Devin Funchess, who went like 5 rounds ago. So I feel really good about that pick. Assuming I get him, which is a big assumption right now, the way it's going.
Well, Steve, I'm just scrolling through some of these comments here on this draft, and somebody had said that this guy's got a super team right now. I don't know. Let's get your input. He's got Julio Jones, Keenan Allen, Kamara, Ajay, Burton, Cooper at his flex position, Engram, Lewis from Tennessee, Michael from New England, Davis, and Crowder. Still doesn't have a quarterback, doesn't have a kicker, doesn't have a defense. Obviously, the kicker doesn't concern you, but what do you think?
I don't like it at all. Ajay's all right. I know I'm up. Ajay's all right. Keenan Allen's a good pick. Julio Jones, there's so many question marks around him. He just closed the team now. I can't even look at it.
Well, I'm looking to see who you have available.
I'm taking Marquise Goodwin, and I'm taking Jamal Williams. So now you and I both have one half of the running back by committee in Green Bay. And we'll see who wins. Whoever doesn't win can drop it and pick up a defense. Or you got a defense already. I'll pick up a kicker. But yeah, what team was that?
That was Matthew's pick. Or Brian.
Brian? This guy just in the chat just said he's picking up a defense the last pick. What's the point of that? The league doesn't start for another, like a year away. So there's no reason to have a defense now. I mean, yeah, you're going to play the matchup today? This doesn't make any sense. Yeah, so you better look at probably another running back. Get him. I mean, C.J. Anderson, Nick Chubb.
I'm definitely not looking for running back.
Okay.
I'm looking for receiver or backup quarterback.
Backup quarterback, I wouldn't think about.
Maybe Kittle at tight end, since I did get Ingram. I know Kittle started to turn it on.
Yeah, Kittle's one of your sleepers. Yep. I remember you talking about him. Devontae Parker just went from Miami. Marcus Mariota. And there's still a ton of good players left. Not good players, but a ton of guys with upside left who could either flame out or be really good. And I think Cooper Kupp could be that guy, depending on how the receiver situation sorts itself out in Rams land. Quarterbacks, there's still Stafford, Roethlisberger, Matt Ryan. Roethlisberger's gone. Just went. Stafford, Matt Ryan, Mahomes. Mahomes is the best one of the bunch. Prescott, Luck, Derek Carr, Keenum. Be happy with all those guys.
I'm going to go with Kittle just as a backup, and then I'll probably come back with, I don't know, somebody for a receiver. I don't know. Right now I have no idea what I'm going to do. I'll just flip a coin.
If you're looking at a receiver, you might want to consider Cole Beasley this late. With Dez out there and with the Cowboys looking at a short passing game, he could really benefit. He's Mr. Over the Middle. He catches the ball well. He's good after the catch. Sterling Shepard could also be a nice little pick there. You're not taking these guys to start. You're taking these guys to hopefully that they put it together. This is the year that they step forward and become an elite player. You're not picking them to be your starting wide receiver, your starting flex position. And if you are, you're in big trouble. So someone like Cooper Kupp or Cole Beasley or Sterling Shepard, they have upside. Amendola, no. Paul Richardson, no. Ridley, probably not. Kelvin Benjamin from Buffalo, number one receiver. Let's put him in my queue.
How do you feel about Lee from Jacksonville?
Marquise Lee?
Yeah.
I don't feel good about any receiver from Jacksonville because they have a horrible quarterback.
Wow. Somebody's got to catch the ball, right?
No. Not in Jacksonville. They can run the ball. That's why they have a banger back there.
You know what? I don't know who I'm going to go with.
I'd think about one of these receivers. One of those top three receivers that are left. Because that's what I'm thinking about coming back with.
Shepard?
Shepard would be a nice pick. Shepard's good. He's a really good player. And if the Giants' offense is fully functional, and their coaching is fully functional, they could be a lot better than they were last year. Not playoffs better, but 6-10 better, 7-9 better, and at least putting up some points and being respectable. And hopefully they put up points because I have their number one receiver. But on my next pick coming down here, I'm looking at the receivers, Beasley and Kelvin Benjamin. Benjamin could be a nice steal this late. He's not the fastest guy, not the best receiver, in the world, but he could be a nice pick. He's the best receiver on Buffalo. And like you said a minute ago, someone's got to catch the ball. And Buffalo doesn't have anybody else to catch the ball. So I'll be looking at Benjamin, even though I really don't like him at all. I think he's the best one available.
Well, you know what? I forgot that I had Golden Tate as a wide receiver flex position. So right now I have four receivers. I've got five running backs, two tight ends, a defense. I'm looking at getting an extra quarterback and a kicker. That's what I have left for my last two rounds.
Are you thinking about there's a tight end. Benjamin Watson just went. Are you thinking about Derek Carr?
No, if you are.
I'm not thinking about a quarterback right now. There's a lot left. I'll pick a guy off waivers when it's bye week time. Wilson's never gets hurt, and he's never going to get hurt. And if he does, I'm screwed. But I'm not thinking of quarterback now. Like I said, Mahomes is at the best upside of the bunch here. Carr's probably the safest with the best upside. I mean, maybe Stafford.
Carr's got a bunch of weapons, but you also have Matt Ryan that's there.
He's terrible.
And he's got some weapons out of the backfield. He's got Julio, and he's got that small guy.
Small guy?
I can't remember
his name. Matt Ryan was horrible last year. I mean, he had drafted super early in all these leagues. He was one of the top quarterbacks taken, and he was terrible. Relatively speaking, to his draft position, he was terrible. He sunk a lot of teams, including mine. So if I'm taking Matt Ryan, you're not going to expect 40 touchdowns and 5,000 yards if you take him. But for Mahomes, you can hope for that because he has not hit a ceiling yet. That's my turn. There goes Matt Ryan. Maybe I'll take Mahomes just to really stick it to you. I will. There goes Mahomes. Maybe I'll take Carr, too, just to rub it in your face.
There you go.
But I'm not going to do that. I'm taking Benjamin.
You need four... quarterbacks, don't you?
I have two roster spots left. I need a kicker. That's not me. That's your team. Where's my team?
You need a kicker and a defense.
Kicker and a defense. You're probably not going to take either one of them. We'll see. Who are you looking at here? One of these receivers? Or backup quarterback? Derek Carr?
Let's see. Probably Derek Carr. I kind of...
There goes Cooper Kupp.
Look at who I have based on a bye week so that they don't have the same bye week. That's important to me that I don't draft a quarterback thinking, oh, this guy's going to replace my quarterback. Now they have the same bye week. So Goff has bye week 12.
So does Mahomes. So I did you a favor. You're welcome.
Thank you. Carr's got bye week 7. So that looks like that's going to be my pick. And
Carr's a solid pick. He could have a nice year, a nice bounce back year, as long as John Gruden doesn't explode that team.
And then it looks like my last pick will be a kicker. So
a kicker.
Yep, I've got a looking for a kicker that's going to produce points. But you know, there's so many kickers out there that
exactly.
It doesn't seem to matter right now. Unless they get taken right in front of me.
I'm looking at Butker on every team this year off of waivers. As soon as one of my guys either gets hurt or loses his job, or I can trade a 2-for-1 and open up a roster spot, I'm going to look for him on the waiver wire because he's solid. He had a good year last year. I think if anything, they're going to have a hard time getting in the end zone, and Butker can have more field goal opportunities than last year. Are you up coming up here, or what are you doing here?
Yep, oh, you're up next. A second. You know, I'm looking at Forbath as a pretty good kicker, only because I think Minnesota's offense is going to be scoring a lot of points. So I don't want my kicker to be my last pick. There goes Forbath. My last pick will be my backup quarterback.
All right, I got 10 picks until my go here. Let me recap the first few rounds here. Let me mention the best pick and the worst pick, in my opinion, and Josh, you do the same thing, if you don't mind here. So we had the first round off. I'll say who I think the best pick was and the worst pick, and Josh do the same thing. So round one, Gurley, Bell, Elliott, Barkley, David Johnson, Kareem Hunt, Antonio Brown, Kamara, Hopkins, Leonard Fournette. I think the best pick, ooh, really, I mean, that's a tough call. The best pick, jeez, I don't know. The best pick was probably Todd Gurley, the first pick, and the worst pick was probably Barkley fourth. What do you think?
Well, he's taking a chance on Barkley, and I remember last year somebody in one of my drafts taking Fournette at 7 when he was a rookie, and it seemed to pay off.
That was me. I did that. I'm bold like that.
So, I mean, they must value Barkley pretty high. I don't know. I think that was pretty ballsy, but they're not going to be able to get him on the way back. So
right. Well, let's go to the second round here. Beckham, Cook, Julio Jones, Melvin Gordon, LeSean McCoy, Devontae Freeman, A.J. Green, Kenyon Drake, Jerick McKinnon, Michael Thomas. I think the best pick in this round was probably Michael Thomas at 20. And the worst pick was probably Kenyon Drake at 18. What do you think?
I'm not a fan of anybody that plays for the Dolphins, so that's got to be the worst pick. And I think McKinnon is going to be a big sleeper. So that's got to be
your favorite one? A
steal for me.
All right. Round three, McCaffrey, Devontae Adams, Tom Brady, Mike Evans, Deshaun Watson, Jordan Howard, Rashad Penny, Keenan Allen, Rob Gronkowski, Adam Thielen. I think the worst pick, there's so many worst picks in this round. Tom Brady was a terrible pick. I think Watson was a terrible pick. But Jordan Howard takes the cake. A guy who's not going to be the bell cow in the middle of the third round. Jordan Howard, worst pick by far. Best pick was probably, really Adam Thielen, 30th. I like that pick a lot. What do you think?
You know, Tom Brady's going to produce points, but I think he took Tom Brady way too early. So that's my decision. But do I have a favorite pick? Not really.
All right.
That's just a terrible round.
Round four. Kelsey, Stephon Diggs, Jay Ajayi, Aaron Rodgers, Doug Baldwin, Joe Mixon, Zach Ertz, Alshon Jeffrey, Tyreek Hill and Alex Collins. I think the best pick in that round, ooh, man, probably Aaron Rodgers, even though I don't like taking a quarterback that high, but considering he's the third quarterback off the board and a round later than the other ones, that's probably the best value. So I like him there. The worst pick, I think, was, I don't know, Joe Mixon was pretty bad, and Alshon Jeffrey was the worst. I think Jeffrey's just horrible.
Yeah, I have to agree with you on those picks.
And round five. You got to excuse my dog. He's very excited about these analysis here. I'm taking Cole Beasley because I was thinking about him last time. And then I'm done. That was the last pick. So let me look at round five here. We didn't get to that one a minute ago. Carson Wentz, Golden Tate, Kyle Rudolph, T.Y. Hilton, Cam Newton, Allen Robinson, Derrick Henry, Amari Cooper, Lamar Miller, Ronald Jones. I think the worst pick in that round, boy, it was probably Derrick Henry. Or actually, no, hands down Kyle Rudolph that early. Kyle Rudolph was the worst pick by a mile. And I don't mind Rudolph, but ahead of the other elite tight ends, it was pretty silly. The best pick, I think, might have been mine, Ronald Jones or Allen Robinson at 46th. What do you think there, Josh?
You know, I'm a big fan of Rudolph, but I think he was taken way too early. But Ronald Jones, like you said, has some upside. So
certainly more than Lamar Miller. Yeah. Or Derrick Henry, really. I mean, Derrick Henry's great, but he's in split time. So I think he was the best running back taken in that round and probably the best player taken in that round as far as upside goes. Let's look at our teams real quick here before we end the show. Just give you a quick analysis of our teams. I'm looking at Russell Wilson, Odell Beckham, Adam Thielen, Leonard Fournette, Ronald Jones, Travis Kelce, Marlon Mack, Royce Freeman, Jordy Nelson. Royce Freeman on the bench, Jordy Nelson, Kerryon Johnson, Marquise Goodwin, Jamal Williams, Patrick Mahomes, Kelvin Benjamin, and Cole Beasley. Now, the weak spot here is my second running back in flex, but I have Jones, Mack, Freeman, Kerryon Johnson, Jamal Williams. I'm going to have two running backs out of there that are going to produce. I just have a good feeling about that. I don't have a kicker or defense yet, but I'll find them off one waivers. It's not a big deal. I'd give my team like a B+, probably. Like an 89, 90%. And after the first two picks, I would have given it like a 50. So I think I did pretty well to come back there, getting some good value later in the draft. You know, I like the Wilson pick. I think he was the best quarterback available. Best quarterback, period. I think Ronald Jones is a great pick. Kelsey's a great pick. Josh, your team?
Bell, McKinnon, Ingram, Tate, Forbath, Minnesota's defense, Coleman, Cohen, Jones, Kittle, Shepard, and Carr. If I had to rate my team, 7.5.
7.5 out of 100?
Out of 8.
We can't use competing scales. That's just too confusing for the listener.
Yeah, 7.5 out of 10.
That doesn't make sense either. I did 100. You're 75, you're a C?
75.
You give a C? What's wrong with, why do you give a C? I think it's pretty good.
Then I've got room for improvement, and I start winning out of from week 1, 2, and 3, and then, you know, I can lose a couple and still be at 75%.
I'm not a big fan of Golden Tate. Your flex position is the weakest position. Tyreek Hill is really the wild card. If he underperforms, then you're in trouble. If he really outperforms his draft position, you could have a top team here. You have a lot of potential. But like that, the Golden Tate is an issue. But you have Tarik Cohen and Coleman, I think, and Jones. One of them guys could easily emerge as an elite back and take that flex position away from Tate because Tate is horribly slow and terrible, in my opinion. So that's it. There's our draft. And, let's see here. There's a lot of chatting going on. And they're all not as good as the Puma. In my humble opinion. Josh, thanks for being with us drafting.
Thanks for having me.
Anybody has any questions, comments? Also, if you want to join our Average Joe's draft, I forgot to mention that earlier, it is July 8th at 7 p.m. It is a draft for Average Joe's listeners. It's going to cost $10, just like this one. And if you want to get in, email me, avgjoesfantasy@yahoo.com, and I'll send you the link. That's avgjoesfantasy@yahoo.com. And thanks for listening. Average Joe's out.